Welcome to the Podcast Profits Unleashed podcast on Mintwave Radio and all podcast platforms. If you're a coach, consultant, therapist, or healer with an online program and would like to find out how to grow your business whilst having fun podcasting, go to podcastprofitsunleashed.com/free. Let's dive into today's episode.
We are live. So welcome to today's show. And today we have Shika Sipai, who is a hypnotherapist and past life regressionist. And today we're going to be talking about embracing spirituality. I'm your host, Karen Roberts, helping coaches and therapists get their message heard to the people who need it through podcasting. Now, Shika was an IT professional for almost 30 years. And then in October 2020, she was spiritually awakened, which led her to a complete transformation. And she's now, as I said, a certified hypnotherapist and past life regressionist. So welcome to the show, Shika.
Thank you so much, Karen, for having me on the show.
Explain to the listeners what inspired you to help people live a life free from anxiety.
So it all started after my spiritual awakening, and I was doing IT all my life. Not that I did not love what I was doing. I was really enjoying it. But once I had my spiritual awakening, it almost made me feel that there was something I needed to do to help people and get in the profession which will help with the healing and find their way out of their misery, whether they are suffering from anxiety, whether they are having some kind of addiction. So that inspired me to get into, first I thought I'll get into some kind of counseling, but slowly and gradually I discovered the world of hypnotherapy. And that made a lot of sense because it was almost like I could connect to people with their energy, find where they were struggling, the problem areas in their life, and help them resolve by just doing programming of their subconscious mind. And that slowly and gradually made me feel the gratification that I was missing all my life. So the gratification, I think, is the most important part of my profession to make people feel better, transform their life.
And can you share with the audience a little bit about what you went through with this spiritual awakening?
Definitely. So I am a mother of two beautiful teenage girls. And I have been living in the US for 23 years, and it was a very happy, content life I was having. And spirituality and any of this was not on my radar. I have a lot of passion for cooking, and I always thought I will be eventually going into something to do with food. And then in October of 20, I had this intense spiritual awakening, which of course I did not understand. That's what it was. But it was almost like I was struck by lightning and I was awakened by somebody. Let's put it this way. But again, as I said, I did not know what was happening with me. And there were all different kind of things happening to me physically, emotionally, mentally. And I had no clue what was happening to me. I was running to the ER and I was trying to figure out what kind of a physical problems I'm having, because I was having different kind of pains all over my body. And then suddenly I started hearing voices. Now, me being such a logical person doing computer programming all my life, it was impossible for me to relate that whatever I was hearing or whatever I was seeing was something paranormal and something not. I almost felt that I was going crazy in a way, but I knew that I was not crazy also at the same time. And when the doctors were not able to find out what was going on in my body, all the tests were all normal. And suddenly I started feeling that I needed to meditate more. And a person like me who could not sit still for even 5 minutes and without my mind racing in so many things, I started meditating like for 2 hours straight and started having out-of-body experiences. and started once again feeling such a strong divine energy around me. And then came the guidance, and I think it was like in 2 or 3 weeks time, I started getting this guidance that I was going through something like which was more out of this world, and it was not something which I could figure out just normally. So I took the help of internet and started putting in my symptoms, and that's when I realized that I was going through something known as spiritual awakening, and my energy points were opening up. And then slowly and gradually, I started figuring out how I can balance this energy within myself so that I don't have to go through the physical symptoms of it. Yeah, it was an intense experience.
Wow. Okay. So from there, how did you come to the point where, okay, you realize that now you can help people live life without depression, the addictions, the anxiety? And how do you do this? What is your process? How do you help them get results?
Okay, so it wasn't like that. It happened in October of 2020. And then suddenly in a month or 2 months, I decided, okay, here, this is what I'm going to do. So it was a long process. I went through my own journey for almost a year, where I went through something known as the dark night of the soul, where your soul goes through a process of purification, energy purification, where all my insecurities were heightened. Everything which I thought was normal in my life seemed to be abnormal in my life. All the demons, as per se, which were sitting hidden within me for a very long time, in terms of everything I had gone through as a child, and the fear of abandonment, the fear of being left completely by myself, all that started surfacing. And I became the person who I was not in a normal day-to-day life. I was not having fun in my life. I am a very fun-loving, happy person. All my friends know me as being the life of the party, but I was being complete opposite of that. And I was going in my shell. I was becoming almost living the life of like a zombie. And people could tell that I was going through something, but they didn't know what. So I had to go through this whole process of purification for almost a year. And then after that, when I started feeling grounded in my energy, and I knew that, okay, this is what I am and who I am. And I also got my own past life regression done. And that's when I found out that I was also a healer in the past life. And I was meant to do healing also in this current life. And that's when the light bulb came on that I have to continue the work where I left off in the past life of being a healer, of being somebody who can help the humanity. I did not know how then, because I was very content in my job I was doing. I was earning a very good salary, and it was not easy to just quit my job and just walk away from it. I started acquiring a lot of skills naturally. It was almost like I was being bestowed with a lot of spiritual gifts, like tarot, like mediumship, like being able to read people, being able to understand their emotions without them even having to say. And I discovered that I had this energy within me, which was coming as in strongly, that I could heal people just by touching them. I did not know this, but I would do that. And then people would turn around that, oh, my headache is gone. Oh, I am feeling much better now. So I did not understand that. But obviously, how to make it mainstream so that people can know me and I can bring substantial to the table, that it's not just, I mean, I'm not undermining other people's gifts and what they do for a living, but just being a tarot reader or a medium was not something which I was being able to see myself as doing just that. And that's when I said, okay, you know what? It will come through. And then July of 2022, that's when it came through. Things started changing rapidly at work. And I was like, okay, I need to just do something else and get into this work. And I found hypnotherapy. I said, let me give it a shot and see how I can do this. And when I started doing that, I started taking the classes. It was coming so naturally to me that I did not even have to make the effort of understanding what those hypnotherapists were trying to do with their clients. And that's when I thought, okay, now this is it. I am going to continue my journey being a hypnotherapist and a past life regressionist. So I did a bunch of certifications in hypnotherapy. And I also trained myself in past life regression. And then I got a certification from Dr. Brian Weiss, who is also a very famous past life regressionist. And then that's when I opened up my own clinic locally. And lo and behold, in my first week of launching my work, I had 15 clients. And it was amazing. Now, coming to how I helped them. Hypnotherapy is obviously becoming more and more popular as people are understanding how it really works. And that is reprogramming your mind, your subconscious mind. So we all have a conscious mind and we all have a subconscious and an unconscious. We are always using our conscious mind, like you and I are talking right now. Then we have an unconscious mind, which we use the most when we go to bed and we are in dream state and sleeping. But there is the subconscious mind, which sits in between the two. And that's used when we are in that trance-like state. And that becomes active when we are trying to do something which we really like. If you're reading a book or listening to music, you just drift away into this world where you just feel like you're connected to the book or you're connected to the music. So you are not really thinking about it, but you are still thinking about it. So that is the subconscious mind. Now, those are the beautiful things I'm talking about, like listening to music or reading a book. Now, imagine if you had a bad experience as a child, if you were scolded by the teacher or reprimanded by your parent for getting bad grades, and you were like only 6 or 7 years old. And that memory of your parent being abusive towards you emotionally, physically, or however. And that memory sits in your subconscious. And that later on, as you grow older, somewhere becomes a trigger for you. If you got a bad grade in, say, math, okay? Now you associate getting a bad grade in math with your parent being obnoxiously angry at you. So whenever you get into the situation when you are presented with a math problem in the future, say you are in high school, now those two memories have attached themselves with each other and that becomes a trigger in your subconscious. Now you don't remember consciously that this happened to you when you were 5 or 6 years old, but every time you look at or you go to the math class, you become anxious, like you are becoming very anxious and you don't know what it is. So that is the trigger that needs to be removed from your subconscious. So when the client either comes in or we connect over a Zoom call, I take the client through a process of deepening and taking them to the process of relaxation and getting them into that state of hypnosis, and their subconscious mind gets activated and they are able to recollect those memories which are sitting in their subconscious mind. And once they recollect that memory, then I reprogram that memory. You cannot erase, you can erase, but I don't do that. I go in that memory and reprogram that memory and change their perspective about that memory and make them feel comfortable about that memory by putting their older version with their younger version. And then they are able to get rid of that trigger. And that stays just as just any other memory. It's not a trigger anymore. So that's what hypnotherapy does. And similarly, for hypnotherapy can be used for not just anxiety and depression. It can be used for weight loss, addiction, but everything what happens with us in our personality development or the addictions we take over or the binge eating, just anything is related to a root cause in your life. And that could be hidden in your subconscious, originating from way long. So I try to get to the root cause of the problem and then just eradicate that root cause. And then everything else, the branches of everything else falls off and people feel much relieved and much peaceful and they're able to figure out where they are going with their life. So this was hypnotherapy. Mm. Now, the past life regression therapy. Now that is another level ahead of whatever is happening. So you have memories from this lifetime, which I just described to you. But then there are times when we are facing something in our life which we don't know where is it coming from. If you are feeling scared to take a flight, wherein you have never been on a flight before, or you are always scared of water, you have a phobia of some kind, and you don't know why this phobia is happening. Or you are a very good person at heart and you are an amazing, beautiful person in and out, but every time you are in a relationship with somebody, that person just walks out on you. It seems to be perfect before, and then after some time, those relationships go bad. So you keep wondering, why? What have I done wrong? I have been a good person. I have done everything right. Why is this happening to me? That answer for those kind of issues lie in your past life. There's a possibility very much that in your past life you did something or something happened to you. Because of that, you are afraid of being in the water or flying, or just your relationships not working out. Maybe you did something in your past life that you had to learn this lesson in this life and resolve that. That's where the past life regression comes in. And I'll give you more examples about that in a few. Yeah, I hope that is your question answered.
Yeah. The thing is with hypnotherapy, and I get it, it's a way in, it's a shortcut. I always see hypnotherapy as a shortcut because, yeah, consciously, like you say, you might not know where these fears are coming from. They are just triggers. So what would happen if you were taking them through the hypnotherapy and they still didn't know? You don't know what you don't know. And I get it that if you get to the subconscious, hopefully the answers would come up. What happens if they don't?
So you will be surprised. I have worked with a lot of people, and so far there has been nobody who has walked out not knowing why it happened to them. Because they might come in and they might come up and say that, oh, my childhood was amazing. I was like, from a scale from 1 to 10, I had a childhood of 8 or 9. And I'll give you a very good example about that. There was this client of mine. She came in, she was a very happy person and very nice. And she was not being able to understand that whenever, and she was a mature woman, like she had kids of her own, but she could not understand that when somebody says no to her for something, like if she would ask her husband, can we go somewhere? And he said, no, not today. And then she would just feel very triggered and very angry. And for that moment, she would be like over the top angry. And she's not being able to figure out. I asked her, I said, how was your childhood? Were your parents good to you? And she's like, yeah, I had a very nice childhood and my parents loved me and everything. I said, okay, we'll find out what's going on. So I got her in the chair and she sat in there. And then I said, okay, go to a memory where you felt that something was denied to you and you wanted something really bad and you were denied. So she went in that state and I made her go through the whole process. And then a memory came up when she was like 7 years old and she was in a departmental store and it was her family shopping and her younger sister was there and she wanted a toy really bad. And she kept telling her mom that she wants it. And her mom just kept saying, no, you can't have it. You can't have it. And that's normal. All parents say no, right? It's not a big deal. And I'm sure a lot of times the parents had said no to her for a lot of things. And then what happened was her younger sister, who was, I think, 2 or 3 years younger than her, asked for something. And her mom, without even thinking twice, got that thing for her sister. Now, it could have been that maybe what she was asking was more expensive and her sister wanted a less expensive thing. But in her mind, that whole event registered as that her mom denied something to her and took preference to her sister. So that kind of became a trigger in her mind that people prefer somebody else over her. And she was crying as she remembered that memory and tears were rolling down like crazy. And I'm like, okay, so this is your block. This is where it was sitting. And then came back to her normal consciousness. And then she's like, I could not have imagined that this some very small event became such a big trigger in my life. So most of the time, people, even if they don't know where it is coming from, once they are sitting in that chair, once they are in that state of recollecting their subconscious memories, they do find what was bothering them.
And isn't it interesting that quite often it is something that as an adult, you would look at it and go, that's crazy. What you mean that I've been carrying that around with me unknowingly, and that's having an impact on the reactions that I'm having later in life. And quite often it is something, but I suppose when you were 6 or 7 or younger, up to 7, that would have been a massive impact. So we've got to be a little bit kinder to ourselves, haven't we?
And, definitely.
Yes, it could be something as simple as a comment made and how it made you feel in that moment that you can carry it through to adulthood. And it's so, I suppose, is it when they come out of that state and then reevaluate it, when you can actually see it in the cold light of day that, really? Is that what's been holding me back? Fascinating. Yes. How does it make them feel when they do come out of that and have that sort of realization?
So I have heard everything from people telling me that I have been able to change their life and being able to live a life which they didn't even know existed for them. And being able to find their inner strength and their power to be able to overcome every obstacle they are faced in their life going forward. And it's just you feel light. They tell me that it's almost like the weight has been lifted off. They were carrying so much baggage on their shoulders from their childhood trauma. In case of past life, then they have a past life trauma. So it's almost they are able to say, okay, I'm done. Now I live my life. That's how I felt about myself too. That unknowingly I was carrying so much baggage on myself. And then when I went through that whole process of healing, it was like, okay, I am free now. So in situations where I would normally feel so overwhelmed, so unsafe, so like this, I would be like, okay, let life come to me. Let it happen. So you are now walking around feeling more safe, more protected, more empowered. And that's what we all need, feeling to be able to control my own reactions instead of trying to control everybody else's actions around us. And that's the power, feeling love for oneself.
Liberating.
Yes, totally.
So what do you think, because like you said, a lot more people are coming, are understanding maybe a little bit more about hypnotherapy. It's not quite so woo anymore, is it? Past life regression might still be in that woo state for some people. But what do you think holds people back from even looking at those two therapies, if you like, as an option?
Obviously, the very first thing is that they don't have a clear understanding of hypnotherapy, because a lot of people have witnessed stage hypnosis where they hypnotize you and make you do weird stuff.
They don't want to walk around acting like chicken, do they?
So they're very nervous, very scared to come in, thinking that something will happen and they'll not be able to control themselves and they'll do something strange, all sorts of questions they have. That is one big thing which needs to be put out there, that hypnotherapy is different from stage hypnosis, very different from stage hypnosis. This is more like therapy reaching to a deeper level. So if you were to go to a regular therapist, then you would be going to a regular therapist for years on end to resolve your problem. And the success rate of hypnotherapy is almost like 95% in just a few sessions, like maybe 5, 6, 7 sessions, depending on what your problem is. And so instead of investing your time in 2 years of hypnotherapy, you can resolve your problem permanently by a few sessions of hypnotherapy. So one thing obviously is holding them back, because they are misinformed or not having enough knowledge about what hypnotherapy is all about. The second thing of which holds people back is the cost involved, because hypnotherapy is not mostly covered by insurance companies. And so people have to make that expense out of pocket. And it all varies on how much the hypnotherapists charge. There are a lot of hypnotherapists which charge a lot. So that holds them back. But also, I try to tell my clients, like, if you go for therapy for 2 years, and even if, like in the US, I don't know how it is in UK, but in US, you are paying $30 copay every time you go to a therapist, in spite of being covered by insurance, they are going to spend the same amount of money in those 2 or 3 years or 4 years, for whatever time they go for therapy. Wherein if you come for hypnotherapy, the cost is higher upfront, but the benefits are much more there in a short period of time, and you can be living your life better, much faster.
Crazy, isn't it, that we will put a lot of people will spend more money fixing their car or putting their car through a service, an MOT, yet they're unwilling to actually invest it in themselves.
True.
They're going to get this result at the end of it and live a life free from all. You can't really put a price on that, can you?
I agree. And plus, I feel that, like with everything, there are good experiences and there are bad experiences. So to be able to find the right kind of person for yourself is also a challenge, because a lot of people come into hypnotherapy and become hypnotherapists because they find it lucrative business as per se. So you have to find the hypnotherapist who is in it for the right reasons. And that is why I always tell my clients, a lot of people who will come, the inquiries that come to me, I always tell them that, listen, I need to have a free Zoom call with you, a consultation, so that I can talk to you. Because the willingness of the person, the client, also should be there to get okay. So I will do my 100%, but you have to be present for me at least 10%. So that kind of connection is that what helps the person reach to their ultimate goal. So you should feel connected to the person you are going to be working with, especially with hypnotherapy, because a lot of it involves trust. A lot of it involves the person going into something, a space which is so protected by yourself. So letting someone enter into that space also should be based off the connection you feel with the hypnotherapist. And then the results are amazing.
So you've got to be open to it.
You have to trust. And once again, it's a two-way street. The hypnotherapist needs to trust the client and invest the effort needed from their end to help, genuinely help their client. And the client should be equally trusting of their hypnotherapist and feel that this person is able to help them.
So if somebody comes to you and they have a certain issue, so yeah, you've mentioned anxiety, depression, addictions, maybe even weight loss, but when do you realize that actually hypnotherapy isn't going to be enough and actually a past life regression would be the thing that's going to help? How do you do that?
So most of the time when I do the free 30-minute consultation with people, it's a Zoom call. It's absolutely free. And that is my way of understanding what exactly they are looking for and what would help them. So many a times I am able to tell them in those 30 minutes, because I do every session very customized based on the need of the client. I don't go by any scripts out there. I have never read a script to my client or even memorized a script to my client. So I understand exactly what they're looking for. And this is where my, I think that project management IT background comes into play. And then I treat every client as a project. And then I make the entire thing about them and make sure that I'm touching all the areas where they need help with. Sometimes, and this has happened one or two times, wherein at first I did not think that they needed past life regression. But sometimes, and I'll give you this example of one client of mine, and it's a very interesting example. She was struggling with this whole thing of her teachers, her mentors, whoever was teaching her or mentoring her in different, either it was a subject or an instrument she was learning, they would always, after a certain point in her learning process, turn their back towards her. Meaning, if she was learning to play an instrument and the course was for, like 6 months. So after 3 months of hard work, putting all her heart and soul in learning the instrument, something would happen and the teacher would say, "I can't teach you anymore. You are too demanding," or something, some excuse, something that would just put her in that state of mind that all my teachers are leaving me. So I was treating her with hypnotherapy and trying to make her understand that maybe in her childhood, because her dad had walked away from the family, so she always felt that she needed to cling on to people for that kind of dependency. And that is why maybe she became too clingy onto them. And that's why they used to leave her. But it was not helping. So I said, you know what? Let me do this. Let's go into a past life and see if the answer lies in there. So I took her through the regression. And then she landed in a past life where she was a sage in India. And she was living in a small village. And she was depending on the people out there in that village for her needs. Basically, they were giving her alms to sustain herself. So, and she was very knowledgeable. She was very spiritual and she had a lot of high energy as that saint. But at the same time, she was very arrogant. And in her arrogance, she would not give the only thing that she could give to those villagers, and that was her blessings for everything they were doing for her. And she would not thank them for what they were doing for her. She felt she was entitled to those things. And as she was saying that in her regression, she was feeling the tears coming out, because that's when she had the realization that because of her knowledge, the arrogance came in and she offended so many people by not just giving them her blessings. And those were the people. So that was her karmic debt that she had collected from that lifetime.
Wow.
So I made her go through the entire process of forgiveness. And that's when that block was cleared and that karmic debt was cleared. So she could live that life knowing that whatever was happening to her or whatever had happened to her between her and her teachers was that the knowledge they were giving her was stopping that whole karmic thing from the past life, was stopping them to give it to her completely.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow.
It's
fascinating. So for you, it must have been quite a strange thing when we're talking about here about embracing the spirituality, coming from such a logical background, an analytical background, to then come to embracing all of this and all quite recent then, really.
Yes.
How does it make you feel now that you're in this position helping people in a completely different way to you were before? How does that make you feel?
It actually feels so peaceful, and in true sense I feel like this immense amount of joy and peaceful energy within me. And especially when somebody comes in, and when after even just one session, they get up and then they say, I've never felt like this in a long time. And that just fills me with so much of love within myself. And I feel so blessed that for whatever reason, I was chosen to do what I'm doing. And I'm not even able to explain. It's a very humble feeling. It's a feeling of gratification. It's a feeling of being close to the universe, the divine, the super consciousness. It's just gratification all around. I should have been doing this for a very long time.
To the listeners out there, if they're thinking, oh, actually, maybe that can actually help me. Sure. Maybe Shika can actually help me deal with this. What should the listeners do next?
So they can get in touch with me on WhatsApp or text me if they are in the US. The phone number to get in touch is 724-624-9063, or they can email me. The email is a little bit longer, but they can email me at aperoinfinitetransformations@gmail.com. And I have a website. Once again, it's very long, but I will leave it up to you to leave it out there for the viewers to get in touch with me via my website. And we can schedule a free 30-minute consultation. You don't have to worry about paying anything upfront. And get in touch with me. And if nothing, I can at least help you find your way. And you can see even if hypnotherapy or past life regression therapy will work for you.
And just a reminder that if you are on the WhatsApp, if you're not in the US, it's a plus one.
Okay? Yes.
Plus one. And all the details will be in the show notes. So take a look at the show notes. Thank you so much for your time today. Yeah, it's been fascinating hearing the change from such a logical IT background into embracing a spirituality. I wish you all the best. Thank you so much for your time. To the listeners, I will be back next week with Podcast Profits Unleashed podcast. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to today's episode on the Podcast Profits Unleashed podcast. If you're a coach, consultant, therapist, or healer who would like to drive sales whilst having fun podcasting, head over to podcastprofitsunleashed.com/free and find out how you can turn your podcast into a sales machine. We'll see you on the next episode.